Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Jones and her mariachi to highlight next week's hot summer nights. It's known as, quote, country music with chili peppers, end quote. That's how Stephanie Urbina Jones describes her music. The longtime singer has blazed trails from Texas to Mexico with her history-making honky-tonk mariachi, with their twist of classic country rock, with a twang and intoxicating joy-filled sounds of Mexico. The musician and her band will be in the Permian Basin this month as part of Hot Summer Nights with a performance that'll take place at 7 p.m. June 24th at the Ector Theater. Quote, I'm so excited, end quote, Jones said. Quote, every time. I don't think I've ever in my life, and I've been on the road for 20 years, and I don't think I've ever been so excited to share this music. You guys are getting to hear the beginning of what will be our album that we'll be releasing in the next couple of months called Manuel's Destiny, so everyone's excited. I'm excited to share that with everybody, end quote. She knows she's been to the Permian Basin before, but she's not sure if she's been to Odessa. She recounted a time when she last visited Midland around 2015, when she was on her way to New Mexico. Quote, I have been in Midland for a house concert, end quote, Jones said. Quote, this is kind of amazing. It was a couple of years ago. I was going out to New Mexico to record my first honky-tonk mariachi, and as an independent artist at the time, people were helping support that happening. This couple hosted us and our concert in Midland so that we could come through and get fed and have a place to stay. As for what prompted her to go into singing, as well as the story behind, quote, the, quote, chili peppers, end quote, Jones says it goes back to her grandmother. Quote, well, honestly, it was inspired when my little Mexican grandmother was passing from this world and to the next, end quote, Jones said. Quote, at the time, I was a songwriter in Nashville, and I loved what I was doing. But she was passing, and she took my hand right before she took her last breath and said, quote, you are going to a messenger, and you're going to be traveling Texas and the world, making country western music with chili peppers, end quote. Jones said she loved her job as a songwriter at the time, but her grandmother's message, quote, lit a passion, end quote, into her heart. Quote, I've been making records since then, 9 albums later, and I've always been sprinkling in a Spanish guitar or an accordion or a trumpet, but this, with traveling with the mariachis and their outfits and their sombreros and passion. Wait until you hear it. It'll be so joyful, end quote. Jones has performed from the first gritos to the last yeehaws, from the hallowed stage of the Grand Ole Opry to the two-stepping dance halls of Texas, to the festivals around the world, sharing the love of culture, stories, and songs that have brought people together. Jones grew up in Central Texas, specifically near San Antonio. Quote, my grandparents used to listen to country music. That included all of my favorites from Patsy Cline to Willie Nelson to Merle Haggard, and at the same time, they'd be listening to songs from Mexico. Then we'd have mariachis that would rehearse in our neighborhoods before they went down to the Mercado in San Antonio to play. From a very early age, the combination of these sounds and stories and songs were my passion and my love. It has been my dream come true to take the state of Texas. I'm honored that I was the first independent artist to go number one on the music chart. I'm a songwriter and all that, but really, it was amazing to make history on the Grand Ole Opry, bringing basically our Texas culture heritage to that stage with Honky Tonk Mariachi. We're touring with the Honky Tonk Mariachi Band, end quote. Her mariachi includes honky tonk guitars, drums, as well as trumpets, violins, vihuelas, and guitarrones. Quote, it's just a symphony of sound, and it's so much fun, end quote, Jones said. Quote, it's joyful and passionate. I just love it, end quote. Over the years, Jones has had the honor of playing at festivals in 14 different countries, including the prestigious Montreux Jazz Festival and Magic Town Music Fest in Mexico, Festival Country Rendezvous in France, Country Gold in Japan, Gestad Festival in Switzerland, and the Meldrum Tartan Heart Fest in Scotland. Out of all the appearances, nothing tops the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Quote, as a Texan, as an artist, growing up in country music, that's the stage, end quote, Jones said. Quote, when they embrace your culture and music, it's just amazing. They all are amazing. To date, they've invited me back every 6 months. I've played 6 times, including Dolly Parton's 50th anniversary, end quote. Jones talked about her songwriting process and described it as, quote, like communicating with God, end quote. Quote, for me, I'll become obsessed about an idea or a word or a melody, end quote, Jones said. Quote, all of a sudden, I can't get something out of my mind or heart. It's like it's singing to me. Then I'll just make sure I take the time, whether I'm in a hotel room or at home or on a bus or plane. I'll just write away until I get to the point where I say, that's it, and feel that the song has been delivered. These days, I don't write a song unless I'm really passionate about it. I'm writing books now and discerning about what ideas I'm working on because we all have a limited time, end quote. To reserve tickets, go to tinyurl.com/2ZP3M8F2. Juried Art Exhibition on display at Ellen Noel. This year's annual Permian Basin Juried Art Exhibition is now open and on display to the public at the Ellen Noel Art Museum. The exhibition, which is on display until August 21st, consists of artwork submitted by local artists. Artists were juried by Diana Kersey from San Antonio. Quote, every year we have a regional show, which is a jury show, where we invite people from the community and submit their work for this show, end quote. Ellen Noel Art Museum curator Daniel Zeese said. Quote, Kersey did a wonderful job of selecting work from the amount that we got to fit the theme this year, end quote. This year, artists are encouraged to explore the theme, quote, from nature, end quote. Quote, each year, ever since we've done this, we've had different themes, and we give the artists a vague thing that the artists can interpret in their own fashion. So it's interesting to see what artists were able to come up with. Z said there are about 160 submissions with about 55 on display. Those submissions range from paintings to 3D prints to photos. There were 9 awards given out by the juror, including Best of Show. This year's Best of Show winner was James Gitke from his Desert Graphic Photograph. Second place went to Mars Woodhill for, quote, Elements of Nature, end quote. And third place went to Ernie Wood for his piece titled, quote, Long Ago and Here Today, end quote. Honorable mentions and student awards were awarded to the rest. Quote, it was really interesting to see what everyone pulled and did with their entries, end quote, Zeese said. Quote, it's always great when we have people who submit not just paintings. We had a lot of photography submitted and sculpture, and we had a couple of 3D works as well, end quote. Earlier this year, the Ellen Noel Art Museum did a waterworks exhibition where they put out a call to artists across the country to submit their pieces about water. Quote, we try to pick themes that are a little vague so that artists can have a large interpretation of what they want to do with that subject matter, end quote, Zeese said. Quote, this year we had a lot of themes. We did that waterworks exhibition theme. We had another national call for that one and asked artists to do their issues with water. We wanted to continue that on the local level, so that's why we put nature as that theme. It wasn't quite the same, but it had the same idea, end quote. While the award winners for this year's exhibition may have already been selected, there's still the People's Choice Awards that will be awarded at the end of the exhibition for first, second, and third, and will feature a cash prize of $100 for first, $75 for second, and $50 for third. The People's Choice Award will be determined by the top 3 photos that have the most likes on the Ellen Noel Art Museum's Facebook page, plus in-person votes. The exhibition can be found online at facebook.com/Ellen Noel Art Museum. Percussion camp gets musicians ready for marching season. About 35 students in Permian High School's percussion program took part in the annual drumline camp this week. Quote, it's our first event for the 2022-2023 school year, end quote. Director of Percussion Tyler Serrato said. Serrato was just hired on after the departure of John Carroll, who is now at Monahans High School. They would normally have the camp at Permian High School, but the water outage had them looking for different accommodations. They were able to use the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. The camp lasted through Thursday, and they were expecting to be back at PHS. A group called N8 Rhythm of Houston has been brought in to provide instruction for many years. Lamar Burkhalter, founder of N8 and music director of the Houston Texans Band and a Yamaha performing artist, suggested the Wagner Noel. Camp was supposed to be Monday through Wednesday, but with the water situation, camp was canceled Tuesday, and all schools were closed Wednesday. Contacts were made, and UTPB was able to host it, Serrato said. Serrato said the camp's aim is to get students in the percussion program comfortable with playing for the upcoming marching season. Quote, they had auditions about 3 weeks ago, so it's kind of the first rehearsal as full drum line after those auditions, end quote, Serrato said. The point is to show the students what they will be doing during the year, Serrato said. Quote, for a lot of these kids that come straight from middle school, it's definitely a big leap, and just the amount of music, the amount of intensity. They've never done marching band in their life, so coming from middle school straight to high school, 6A marching band, is a pretty big change for them, end quote, Serrato said. Serrato grew up in Odessa and is a Permian graduate. He studied under Carroll and graduated in 2015. He went to Texas Tech University, where he earned his bachelor's degree in 2019. Quote, right after I graduated is when COVID hit. I was able to find a job up there in Lubbock, where I taught elementary for 1 year. Then after the school year, I came here to ECISD. This past year, I've been at Crockett Middle School teaching their band. Then Mr. Carroll called me a few weeks ago and told me the news about him leaving Permian. It was too good of an opportunity for me to just sit back and not at least try applying for it. I filled out the application and met with Jeff Whitaker, the band director. I was hired on last week, so it's been a pretty quick turnaround, end quote, Serrato said. He said the students have been doing great and they have been taught well by Carroll and the other directors. Serrato also praised the middle school directors for getting the students ready for high school. Elijah Burkfield, 17, an incoming PHS senior, has participated in the camp his whole high school career. Quote, it's just kind of been natural for me to just hop right into it and get things going for the year drumming, end quote, Burkfield said. He added that the camp helps him get ready. Quote, I feel like it really gets us together for the next year. We'll really bring all the sections together and get the warm-ups going and get everything on the road, really, end quote, Burkfield said. He added that he doesn't mind giving up a few days of summer for the event. Quote, I love giving time to get better, end quote, Burkfield said. He added that Burkhalter is a great teacher. Quote, I've learned a lot from him. He's absolutely amazing, end quote, Burkfield said. Quote, I'm looking forward to a great year. I hope we go far in the season, end quote, he added. Jace Contreras, a 16-year-old junior, is in his third year with the percussion camp. Quote, I think it's a great way to kind of kickstart our line for the year. It's kind of where we get to see everybody's playing ability, and it's our first official time playing as a group or as a line, end quote, Contreras said. He said it has been a little strange with the water situation, but they will be fine. He added that the camp helps him get ready for the new school year. Contreras said he's also impressed with N8. Quote, I think they're a great team of teachers and leaders. They show us what a line should be personality-wise, end quote, Contreras said. He added that the instruction stays with him. Quote, there's a lot of times where we'll have a problem and we look back to camp to see how to solve it, end quote, he said. Burkhalter said he taught at Westfield High School in Houston for 16 years and came up with the idea that he could bring his knowledge and his staff to schools instead of them having to go to university band camp and pay for room and board. Quote, this way they can work on their own equipment, on their own show, and be more creative, and be more competitive, end quote, Burkhalter said. He said the musicians are amazing. Quote, they're wonderful. They've had great teaching all of these years, not by me and my staff, but by the local staff, to include Mr. John Carroll. That's why I continue to come. I don't have to come out here. I get to choose where I want to work, and I've chosen for 26 years to always return to Permian, end quote, Burkhalter said. Death Notices. Brandy Denise Bauer. Gardendale. Brandy Denise Bauer, 41, of Gardendale, died Thursday, June 9, 2022, in Gardendale. Celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. June 17, 2022, at American Heritage Funeral Home. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland. Richard Dominic Costa. Odessa. Richard Dominic Costa, 72, of Odessa, died Sunday, June 12, 2022, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 1 p.m. June 18, 2022, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Brother Donald Anderson is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Norma Jean Dubrava, Skidmore. Norma Jean Dubrava, 83, of Skidmore, died Wednesday, June 15, 2022, in Skidmore. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. June 24th, 2022, 409 North Tyler Street at Beeville, Texas, 78102. Arrangements are by Galloway & Sons Funeral Home of Beeville. William Harrison Stevens, Odessa. William Harrison Stevens, 77, died Sunday, June 12, 2022, in Odessa. Services are pending with American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland.
Hello, this is April reading the Odessa American for Sunday, June 12, 2022. Navigating the car buying experience. Start with trust. Heather Massey. Massey is the Vice President of Communications of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. Check out www.bbb.org or call 563-1880. Countless high school graduates are preparing for the next chapter in their lives over the summer season, whether entering the workforce, enrolling in college, or enlisting in the military. Regardless of their plans, an everyday necessity most recent graduates share is to have safe, reliable transportation, especially if their plans include moving to areas with few mass transportation options. While some parents can provide a working vehicle to their children as a graduation gift, other graduates embrace their first opportunity to purchase a big-ticket item with varying confidence levels. Purchasing a vehicle is not a task to be taken lightly and includes hours of research, thought, and planning. With limited funds and a short time frame, many young consumers turn to online marketplaces to search for and purchase a vehicle. Others enter a car dealership and find themselves unprepared to close the deal on their chosen vehicle. Unfamiliarity with financial terms, such as annual percentage rate, APR, compounding or simple interest, and misunderstandings about required maintenance and cost further complicate the issue, causing frustration and disappointment. In addition to these challenges, some may find themselves interacting with a car seller that is fraudulent or utilizing unethical practices. In 2021, Better Business Bureau received over 500 complaints regarding auto sales, renting, and leasing businesses across Texas from May through July. Reports to BBB Scam Tracker describe consumers losing thousands of dollars to fraudulent online sellers, often with no way to recover the money sent. In March 2022, one Texas resident lost $2,400 after attempting to purchase a vehicle with a listing price of $1,200 online. The seller told me I need to purchase the vehicle with eBay gift cards, the consumer reported to BBB Scam Tracker. After sending a payment of $1,200, I received an invoice that the client requested another $1,200 for insurance, which they would return once the car was delivered. The seller then said I had to pay customs tax, and I called eBay to find it was a scam. To avoid unethical business practices and scams when purchasing a vehicle, whether at a dealership or online, BBB recommends following these guidelines. Set a budget. Before finding the perfect car, it is important to establish an ideal budget. You will also want to factor in monthly expenses with owning a vehicle, including insurance payments, fuel, parking, and routine maintenance and repairs. A clearly defined budget will make choosing a car, negotiating with a dealer, and getting a loan easier. Do thorough research. Once you have narrowed your search, compare models you are interested in, keeping a close eye on safety ratings, owner reviews, and warranties. Visit manufacturer websites to see detailed images of each car and research mile per gallon (MPG) statistics, interior options, cargo space, towing capacity, and more. The additional time you spend on these initial steps, the more comfortable you will feel when making a purchase. Shop for a deal. These may include cashback deals, rebates, low-interest financing options, or incentives for recent graduates, military veterans, Uber and Lyft drivers, or first responders. In addition, many dealers are willing to make price cuts on the previous year's models or any model that did not sell as well as expected. Purchasing one of these surplus vehicles can mean extra incentives from the dealer. Speak with internet sales managers. When you find a car you are interested in, it is time to contact an internet sales manager. During your initial conversations, focus on what car you want, whether they have it in stock or can get it, and how much its price is. If you are considering purchasing a certified pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to ask for a copy of the vehicle history report. Test drive the vehicle. You should always take a test drive before you sign the final paperwork. There is no substitute for seeing a car in person, looking under the hood, sitting in the driver's seat, and making sure the engine runs smoothly. To do so, you may need to travel to the dealer's place of business. Some dealers offer the ability to test drive upon delivery, and if anything isn't as expected, you may be able to cancel the sale. Complete the sale at the dealer or upon delivery. It is still usually necessary to sign the final paperwork in person. If you would rather avoid visiting the dealership, ask about delivery. Some dealers will drop off the car at your home or place of business and allow you to sign upon delivery. Avoid online car sales scams. There are plenty of pros to buying a car online, but caution is also needed. Anytime you shop online, and especially when making an expensive purchase like a car, you should keep the following tips in mind. Watch out for too good to be true deals. They are most likely a scam. Scammers often steal consumers' personal information and money by offering them high-value goods at highly discounted prices. Never wire funds or complete bank-to-bank transactions. Scammers love this kind of transaction because there is no way to get your money back once completed. Instead, make legitimate purchases by check or credit card. Contact the seller by phone. During your negotiations, speak with the sales manager on the phone. If they are unusually vague about specific details of the sale or cannot confirm their location or the vehicle location, it's most likely a scam. See the car first. Never buy a car without making an in-person inspection and taking a test drive first. Don't give in to pressure. Scammers often try to pressure you to give up your personal information or make a down payment before you have time to think about the purchase. Take your time and consider a deal over before agreeing to anything. Don't trust a seller or buyer who says that eBay, PayPal, Craigslist, or another online marketplace guarantees the transaction. These sites explicitly explain they cannot guarantee that people using their services are legitimate. See the BBB tips on buying a new car and buying a used car to learn more. You can also look up car dealerships at BBB.org to check their business rating and read customer reviews.
Fasting before echocardiogram? Dear Dr. Roach, I am scheduled for an echocardiogram. It's set for 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Do I need to fast for the day of the test? How about caffeine consumption? Is morning coffee a no-go? Is chocolate milk okay to consume prior to the procedure? What exactly are the dietary guidelines for an echocardiogram? Answer. An echocardiogram uses ultrasound waves to look at the heart. Ultrasound exams of the liver and gallbladder are done while fasting, because food causes the bile ducts to empty, and that makes the examination more difficult. Food does not affect a regular echocardiogram, so you can eat and drink as you'd like. However, a stress echocardiogram, one where you exercise or are given medicine to speed up the heart, often uses medications that can be affected by caffeine. So drinking coffee and even having chocolate are out for 24 hours due to the possible medication side effects. It's usually recommended to fast at least few hours before any exercise stress test, simply for comfort. Exercising to maximal activity is not comfortable and can even be nauseating. Doing so on a full stomach is a bad idea. Of course, asking the physician who ordered the test, or the one performing it, is your best bet for precise information. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Dear Abby, for Friday, June 17th. Wedding planning leads to showdown over sister's bow. Dear Abby, I am engaged to be married, and I'm over the moon excited. My grown daughter will be my maid of honor, and I had all my bridesmaids picked out. My sister is the issue. Her new boyfriend, she goes through a lot of them, makes my daughter uncomfortable. He has tried repeatedly to add her to his social media accounts, some of which contain disturbing sexual content. I told my sister that while I want her in the wedding, my daughter comes first, and he won't be allowed to be around us or to participate. My sister has, predictably, sided with him. She insists I'm unreasonable and that he's a great guy, although she has known him for only 3 months. Am I wrong? Bride-to-be in Texas. Dear bride-to-be, you are not wrong. You have your priorities in order. If your daughter intuitively feels your sister's boyfriend of 3 months makes her uncomfortable, her feelings should be respected. Stick to your guns, and if necessary, be prepared to replace your sister in the wedding party. Dear Abby, my son and his wife struggled through the COVID-19 pandemic. He lost his job. My wife and I supported them through this period by paying their mortgage and most of their living expenses. He has recently started a good career-oriented job. However, his wife recently discovered that he has been secretly spending beyond their means for years on toys, and that unbeknownst to her, he has decimated their savings and accumulated substantial debt. When she confronted him, he said he had a spending addiction. To top it off, they have a pandemic baby, our granddaughter. We are at our wits' end. What should we do? Not made of money. Dear Not Made, what should you do? Stop opening your wallet. The real question is, what is your son going to do about this? If he's truly addicted to spending beyond his means, people sometimes have been known to attempt to cope with depression by shopping. He needs more help than you can give. If he wants to regain control of his life, he should consider joining Spenders Anonymous, spenders.org, or Debtors Anonymous, debtorsanonymous.org. Both are 12-step programs for individuals who are in the same situation as your son. Dear Abby, my lifelong friend is bipolar. She refuses to get counseling, but does take medication. While I try to be compassionate and encouraging, she has morphed into a complete drama queen. If she has a headache, she is sure it's brain cancer. If she has a hangnail, it will undoubtedly require amputation. She excels at constant whining. I can't just turn my back on her, but sometimes I've had my fill of poor me. Am I being a horrible friend? Have my limits in California. Dear Have, no, from your description, your friend is not only bipolar, but also may suffer from hypochondria. Because you find her complaints stressful and aggravating, you have the right to ration your exposure to her behavior.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.